Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for March the 21st, 2012. As a teenager, I was always fascinated to watch my parents exchange Christmas gifts. Primarily, what fascinated me was that the gifts they exchanged bore no resemblance to the perfect Christmas gifts that I had seen advertised on television since before Thanksgiving. No fancy perfume or expensive cologne. No glittering gold or sparkling diamonds. My parents exchanged practical gifts. The kind of practical gifts that comedians make fun of. Yes, one year my dad gave my mom for Christmas, gift wrapped, a vacuum cleaner. And I watched my mom receive the vacuum cleaner with joy. A few weeks after Christmas had passed, I finally got up enough courage to say, "Were you really excited about that vacuum cleaner, or were you just faking it?" I'll never forget what my mom said. I grew up on a farm. We all worked very hard. We swept the floors and we scrubbed the windows and we washed clothes in a wash tub by hand with a washboard. Everything was hard. The vacuum cleaner that I had gotten old and it wasn't working really well. And so your dad bought me a new machine. He gave me a gift that helps me in my work. He gave me a gift to make my work more efficient. So yes, I was happy to receive this vacuum cleaner. Today, Paul writes the church at Corinth about spiritual gifts. The Greek word is charismata, from which we get the English word charismatic. But the root word of charismata is the Greek word charis, which means grace. So essentially, spiritual gifts come to the church by grace. The church doesn't do anything to earn them or deserve them. The gifts just appear. Here's how Paul says it works. "Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good." And then Paul lists some specific sorts of charismata: wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, the working of miracles, prophecy, discernment, various kinds of languages, the interpretation of languages. And after he's given the list, Paul says, all these charismata, all these spiritual gifts, are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. It is sometimes really easy for us to forget in church that it really doesn't all depend on us. It is easy in church for us to forget that the gifts for a church to be vibrant and dynamic, the gifts for a church to be healthy and energized, the gifts for a church to be joy-filled and blessed, those gifts have been given. We don't have to work so hard to scare them up. Sometimes we work in the church as if we are trying to get it all done on our own. And we forget that there are plenty of gifts around us, and that those gifts have been given to us by God to make our work easier, to make our work more joyful, to make our work more effective. The gifts of the Spirit have been given. We have that assurance. Perhaps our job is not to try and make church happen without the gifts. Perhaps our job is to unwrap the gifts that have been given, to discover them, to receive them with joy, and to go on with our work. Let us pray. O God, you sustained your ancient people in the wilderness with bread from heaven. Feed now your pilgrim flock with the food that endures to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Until tomorrow, may the peace of the Lord be always with you.